Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
He's business's bad boy.
You're bad, and I like it.
Yep, he's one bad apple.
That's right, we're bad. That's right.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for staying with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Very excited about having our good friend Sarah Heiner back on the show. I know, settle down. I'm excited too. She is the president and the CEO of Bottom Line Publications, a great American family-founded publishing company. Still family-operated and an outstanding organization. Their Bottom Line personal twice-monthly publication is awesome. And they've got their annuals, the yearbooks. The Bottom Line yearbook is there once a year, of course, and their ultimate Women's Guide to Beating Disease, that's another one, and a whole bunch more. She's our good friend, Sarah Heiner. Welcome back.
Good morning.
It's good to have you back. Sarah, folks, we always talk about things that they report on and cover in their Bottom Line personal, as well as Sarah's blog, which is on her outstanding website. Sarah, one of the things that you guys reported on is something that you call signals of toxic people. When I was just a kid, I mean, I'm a senior in high school flipping burgers, and there was one guy who worked there who was based on your article, you call him a toxic person. This person made my life miserable, and I didn't quit because of him, but I was glad to leave him behind when I went to another job between my senior year in high school and freshman year of college. And I thought, boy, I'm so glad to get that nightmare behind me. Guess what? Guess who was at my new job? His sister.
Same guy?
His sister.
Oh, God.
Not really. Not really, but it was a woman this time.
Right.
And I'm thinking, I didn't know that guy had a sister. So at a very early age, I learned, I came to the conclusion, I mean, literally at 18 years old, I came to the conclusion, I'm probably never going to be away from these people. They're everywhere. What do you think?
Well, I don't know that they're everywhere, but the problem is that one toxic person is so destructive of an entire organization.
Yeah.
And, you know, like, so we used to have a sailboat, and my husband would say, like, because he had a gas tank and a water tank next to each other. And if you accidentally got a little bit of water in the gas, you still had gas.
Right.
But if you got a little bit of gas in the water, it was entirely ruined.
Right.
And that's what goes on in an organization. If you have one toxic person, then it filters through the organization in multiple ways. A, the toxin grows, right? It just spreads the bad ill will and the bad emotion. But it also lets other people know and think that behavior is acceptable. So it goes in both directions. And it's hard to sometimes they're expert jerks, what they call them, right?
Right.
So that they've got a unique skill set. So they're allowed to get away with their behavior.
Well, and they're either very unhappy people if they don't have any power, they're just miserable people. But if they get a little bit of power, then they get to leverage their miserable nature. Go ahead.
As you say, any of these miserable people, any of these toxic people, it's about their own junk, but they're bringing it to the house. So symptoms of somebody that's a toxic person, they make it all about them, right? That everything kind of circles back to them.
Right.
They ignore their coworkers. They give backhanded compliments. They deliberately exclude people. I mean, that these are all just kind of symptoms. Or they're just plain flat-out rude, which, again, goes back to some of their own issues. Like, why are they being so rude? What are they covering up? What insecurities do they have? Who knows?
But I want to come back to something you said
in the
beginning about letting these people thrive in a company. I have seen more than one company either go down or almost go down because the person that one worked for, probably the owner, the leader of the company, couldn't be convinced. I mean, I've known of companies yep. where the exit interview said, "I'm leaving because of that person." And this was a person leaving the company didn't need to lose, and yet time after time, the boss did nothing about it. You can't let this happen. You mentioned it yeah. first. You can't let toxicity no. stay in your company. Go ahead. Last thoughts.
No, I totally agree with you. The other problem is actually often that same toxic person is a stuck-up to the boss.
Oh, yeah.
So unless you have an organization, so the boss gets one experience, and everyone else gets another. And I had that in my organization.
That's right.
I had two people take me out to dinner for hours and said, "You do not see what's going mm-hmm. on in the trenches." Mm-hmm. And I had a smallish organization that I thought that I could see everything.
Right.
And they said, no, you do not know what you're yep. missing. So bosses need to be, you know, have
what
an open
do?
Door to get
what
the
did
feedback.
You do? Did you get rid of that person?
I did get rid of them.
Yeah. You got to do it, folks. Believe your people, especially when it's coming from more than one place. Get rid of the toxic stuff. Quick break, 22. I'm Jim Blassing. Right back with Sarah Heiner.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.